And the first qualification is purity. 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 I'm not talking about impartation, that people just come and fall down. I'm talking about a kind of power that when the devil comes and looks at you, he will find nothing. Isaiah was prophesying. He was a national prophet, but he didn't have this power. He said in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And a national prophet, when he appeared before the light of God, he said, woe unto me, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell amongst a people of unclean lips. Because he's entering another kind of power. The creatures that wield the power that God wanted to give Isaiah were called seraphims. They are the holy ones. They are the burning ones. And if you don't have purity, you can't touch this power. And so the first way to wield this power that we speak about is purity. If the devil can come to you and still find something, you cannot change his government. Make no mistakes about it. If you like, quote 1 million scripture. You cannot change his government. Anybody who is guilty of the stains from his realm cannot challenge his realm. And so all the men who wielded this kind of power, they were first of all purged. They were purged. God will give them an encounter to purge them. Before Moses entered this power, in Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3, he said Moses came to the backsides of the wilderness, even unto Horeb, the mountain of God. And the first thing they told him is, take off thy sandals. Where you are standing is holy ground. Holy ground, holy ground. If you are not purified, you can't wield power. That's why he said God will purify the sons of Levi, that they can bring acceptable worship. There is a power that is tied to purity. Every time a man wield power that changes government, he's clothed with the regalia of purity. It was spoken about Joseph. Joseph was the first man that shaped Egypt. And when Joseph was x-rayed, the Bible gave us the testimony of purity. In Genesis 39 verse 9, Potiphar's wife threw herself at him, but the man knew where he was going. He said, how can I do this evil and sin against God? He went to the prison for 14 years. What others pay money for to have? Somebody else paid the price of 14 years imprisonment, but it was a price for a kind of power. If he slept with Potiphar's wife, he would have become the head of the houseboys. He knew the repercussion of refusing the woman. He knew. This is a kind of power that you will pay prices for. But you will be willing to suffer in order for your garment to be pure. Because listen, the Bible said if you have not resisted sin to the point of death, you are not qualified to speak when the immortals are talking. We are not talking about people who are still struggling with masturbation and fornication. We are talking about people who are threatened. That is, either you compromise or you go to jail, and they are willing to go to jail. Sometimes even your priest, your ministry can be brought on the line. You will be accused because you refuse to compromise and you will lose your ministry. But you know that the power is bigger than a physical organization. How can I do this evil and sin against God? And this guy was in prison for 14 years and God kept quiet. And the question you'll be asking yourself is, God, where are you? I thought when I refused to compromise, I should succeed. You are in the police force. They tell you every week here, they bring bribe of 2,000 kwacha. And you say, I don't take bribe. And your boss looks at you and say, how dare you? And they will send you to a village where there's no electricity. And you'll be there for 10 years and God will keep quiet. It's the price for the power of God. You are in government. Every parliament member compromised. You are the only one standing. And when you turn, it looks as if you are naked. Everybody makes you an enemy, but you will stand your ground. They will make you an enemy, but you will stand your ground. When you refuse to back down, a point will come. Something will begin to happen. The heavens will begin to move. Will begin to move. The reason we don't see power anymore is because compromise has become a part of our life. For fame, men compromise. For money, men compromise. For opportunities, men compromise. That's why you can't see the powers of the ages to come. You can no longer find the men that say, if I perish, I perish. You can no longer find the men that say, oh king, we will not be careful to answer you in this matter. if you like, make the fire seven times hotter, and God will not speak until they are thrown into the fire, but they will not change their minds. You want to wield the power of God, you must pay the price of purity. The Bible said in John 14 verse 30, Jesus himself was talking, because even Jesus was tested. He said, the prince of this world cometh to me, but he findeth nothing. You cannot discomfit the government of the devil if your garment is stained. You can't. You may quote scripture, you may preach excellent messages, but the princes know you have no authority in their realm. You can even use the revelation of the name of Jesus and cast out demons. You cannot touch the government of a prince, because those governments are legalistic governments. If you are a victim and a slave of that government, you cannot challenge that government. For it's a law in the spirit, whoever you yield yourself servant to obey, the servant of him you are, whom you have obeyed. He's saying, the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. How can a national prophet address himself differently in heaven? Everybody on earth calls you a prophet, but in heaven, you are a man of unclean lips. Because when they check you there, they are not moved by word of knowledge. They are moved by the purity of your garment. They will look at you and say, why is your garment stained? Do you not know the requirements? He said, your garment must be white and your head must not lack oil. It is the first law of priesthood. This is beyond quoting the scriptures. You can have all the revelation, but if your garment is not pure, you have lost in the game of power. You have lost. You can hide behind closed doors and fornicate with women and come out and say hallelujah. The spirits know. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, he said in a large house, there are many vessels. He said, God knoweth them that are his. He said, whoever name the name of the Lord must depart from iniquity. For in a large house, there are many vessels. He says, some are unto honor, some are unto dishonor. There are many apostles that are unto dishonor. There are many prophets that are unto dishonor. They are calling the name of the Lord, but they are not known in the spirit. Because principalities know men. They have access to the register of the spirit realm. Jesus we know. Paul we know. Who are you? There's a realm where you come. They said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached, they were correct. But who are you? Who are you? Your garment is stained. He said, if a man purges himself, he said, then he will be qualified to handle the master's business. If there's no purity in our doctrine, if there's no purity in our lifestyle, we don't know what power is. Because when princes show up, we will know that we are naked. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, it says, come out from among them. It says, touch not the unclean things. It said, they that name the name of the Lord, they must be pure. They must be pure. There is a power that is only for holy men. That's why when Peter was speaking, he didn't say they were anointed men. He said, knowing this first, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. It's a holy men of God, men who are separated unto God, sanctified and purified. Holy men of God, they spake as they were carried by the Spirit of God. These ones, they journey with God in the Spirit because their garment is pure. They can attend meetings in Zion. When the laws of nations are passed, they are there. They can tell you what was altered about Zambia. They can tell you God's agenda for Zambia for the next 7 years. Because when the legislation was passed, they were there.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.